We're on page Kuf Lamed, where it says Simcha Be'etzem HaHavaya. We're recording this shiur now that was given on Shabbos Tazri Metzaira to do some chazara with a couple of chaver here in the shul. What we spoke about this past Shabbos, and that in Mitzvah Shem is what we're going to be doing until after the Yom Tov when we resume the Motzei Shabbos shiur. So we're learning something that could change our lives. I mean, the entire Sefer, if we learn it seriously and we put it into practice, is life-altering. The subject of the parak is one that every one of us thinks about and we actually worry about, because it's about worrying. Daigas, worries that a person has. Chashashim, fears, suspicions, anxiety. And how to be oiker, how to uproot from our lives pachad and daiga, fear, anxiety. Again, as I mentioned a number of times, this is not to the exclusion of people who can help professionally, and aitzes, there are wonderful aitzes that are out there and people that help, and there are also, of course, situations where medication is needed. But all of the shittas that address this problem of fear and anxiety are not getting to the shirish of all of the chashashis, pchadim, sadness and fear that a person has. And the shirish goes back to the person's rotzen, what the person wants. When a person wants something, he's afraid of not getting it, he's afraid of not having it. And that fear, whether it's pranasa, marriage, children, so on, any particular day, an appointment not going well, a situation that one is nervous about, all of it goes back to the shirish, which is one's ratzon. And we learned that ratzon is what causes a person larutz. Larutz means that a person is in motion. Why is he in motion? So we learned a very, very big yesod. The last year we spoke about one of the ways that a person seeks tranquility and happiness. One, that first way that a person seeks tranquility and happiness is by trying to get that which he feels will give him a sense of peace and tranquility and happiness. And the person who is seeking external sources of peace and tranquility and happiness, that person is propelled into a state of perpetual movement and motion. He's rots because he has a rotsen. And in order to be able to be masig, in order to acquire that which he wants, he runs, he moves. And he's always fearful that he's not going to make it that day. He's not going to acquire what he was hoping to acquire that day. And since he saw that acquisition as the source of his happiness and tranquility, that if I get that, then I will feel good, I will be okay. So because of that, the person's simcha, amenuchas hanefesh, is entirely dependent upon getting something outside of himself. And we've seen, and every single person knows this, that once the person has actually gotten to that which he was running afterwards, that we see in life that that's not lamaisa, that's not the problem. That's not the problem. We have to get to the root of the problem. There's a second way. There's a second way that a person can find oisha with an ayin, oisha with an aleph, simcha, menuchas hanefesh, to be freed of fears and anxieties and worries. And that is what Rav Schwartz focuses on, beginning on Kuf Lamed. Simcha be'etzem ha'havaya. Lu'uma zayis, yeshna simcha v'shalva be'etzem havaya sa'odem. This is the key. To find joy and shalva and tranquility, a sense of bitachin, confidence and so on. Be'etzem havaya sa'odem. In one's actual existence. in one's actual existence, in oneself. Not outside of oneself, but in oneself. This means that I don't have to run after simcha. I don't have to run after shalva. I don't live a life where it's constantly a step ahead of me. But rather, the source of my joy is that which I have every moment of my life, which nobody in the world could take away from me. Nobody in the world could take away from me the etzem ha'havai, my actual existence. Of course, a person's life can end. But the actual existence of a person, the havaya, the essence of who he is, which is the chelak alakomi mal mamish, which is what the whole sefer is about, is the nefesh, is his neshama. That's something which is permanent. So what does that mean? So b'loshon Chazal nikra hadover eizehu asher hasemech b'chelkai. Chazal have described this in that famous sentence, the Mishnah in Avos. Eizehu asher, who is truly a wealthy person, hasamech b'chelko, the one who is happy with his chelik. Now one might think, sure, if I had that guy's chelik, I'd also be happy. And one might think that the chelik that Chazal are talking about is something that a person can buy, or something that a person can acquire. Whether it means something with money, or to have a certain kind of a wife, a certain kind of a husband, a certain kind of children, a certain type of a lifestyle, and so on. It's very clear that when Chazal made that statement, Eizehu asher hasameach b'chelkai, kamuvan, b'shuot tzvayitz, shechachmei nazal, loy dibru al adam sheyesh lo kol tzarcha. So you might say, Chazal are talking about a person that has whatever he needs. And if I had what I needed, I would also be sameach b'chelki. Well, again, the Metzius defies that, and we know that it makes no difference at all what a person has or how much a person has. It's a midah of the midas hanefesh for a person to be sameach b'chelko. It's not a question of having more or getting more, because the ultimate simcha cannot be found outside of oneself. Not with possessions, and not with even friends or family. The people who have the most wonderful family have beautiful wives and children, beautiful, wonderful mishpachas, and they're filled with anxiety, misery, and fear. So, sameach v'chelko, kamuvan shachmein ezal lo dibro al adam sheyesh lo kol tzarcha. Chazal, we're not talking about a person that has whatever he needs, if there would be such a person in the Bria. A person who has what he needs. Elal adam shechaserim ledvarim. Chazal are talking about a person like all people, who are missing, who are lacking things. So a person could be a Bill Gates or a Donald Trump, but if at that moment he needs a Q-tip, so, what's going to be? He doesn't have a Q-tip. So he could buy the whole Q-tip company. In the meantime, his ears are itching. And it's 1:30 in the morning and the Q-tip company is closed, so he has to go like any schlep. Maybe he could send the guy out to some all night, place, and we would have to go ourselves if he had to. But at that moment, he's chosel like everybody else, a human being, the etzem. Everybody needs something that he doesn't have right now. And he's a chosel. And if it's not something physical, then he's missing the love of other people. He's missing warmth from other people. But he's missing. He's a chaser. A human being is, by definition, a chaser. A creature of lack and of emptiness. That's the nature of a person. That's the metzius of this world. So when Chazal say in the Mishnah, Eizehu asher hasameach b'chelko, this wealthy person who's sameach b'chelko, we're not talking about somebody who has everything. We're talking about a person who has many chesroinus. He's lacking many things. V'afilo hachi hu sameach. And nevertheless, he's happy. Now that means that this person's happiness is found within himself, not outside of himself. Because he has himself, and that's all that we could say that a person ever has, is himself. Everything else can be taken from a person. Everything else could be lost. Or a person might not have anything else other than himself. L'chayre eichu yochel l'smoyach. So the question is, l'chayre, how could the person be happy? Harei hu lo gomer sachaydish. This is the way many people live, especially in Eretz Yisrael, meaning he hasn't completed the month. He doesn't have the money that he needs to pay for the expenses of that month. It doesn't add up. Whatever it is, the mortgage, the chayvus to the bank, or God forbid, something much more serious. Benom ha'ushpaz b'beis hacholim. Could be his son. His chalila is in the hospital. Son, child is not well. So you're telling me to be happy. If my child will get better, I'll be happy. If I'm able to make the mortgage, I'll be happy. Right? Kahena v'chahena, tirdas v'tzaris. There's no lack of tzaris. So Kate said, Eifai, yuchal l'smach. Now you're telling this guy to be happy. So he says, I don't know what you're talking about. Unless I have a drink or something, if I get drunk or if I take some drugs, what do you mean I should be happy? I'm not crazy. I owe money to a million people. I have a child that's sick. So how am I supposed to have simcha? In other words, since those things are lacking in his life, they're missing from his life, the obvious feeling that he has is, if I get those things, then I can be happy. No, if my child is well, and if I pay the bank, I'll be happy. But that's my list, and if I get that list taken care of, then I'll be happy. That's how we live. From day to day, we go like that. So Kate said, Eifai, yuchel l'smach. So how's the person supposed to be happy? Zui simcha shel havaya. The teretz is, there's a happiness that comes from within a person. It's the simcha of existing, of havaya. Lo simcha machmes hasagis kinyanim gashmiyim. Not the joy of acquiring things. Even though those things might be very important, but it's not a simcha that his simcha is not machmes hasagis kinyanim gashmiyim. Im yaruch la'atzmai cheshbon. If a person makes a cheshbon, yitochen behechlei shebema'azan ha'kloli chaserim le'habit varim. A person takes out a paper and writes the things that he needs. It's a long list. He has a long list of things that he's missing, that he needs. The list is much longer usually than the things that he has, the things that he doesn't have, and that would be useful and would be helpful, and sometimes more than useful and helpful. Sometimes he feels that would be very crucial to him managing. Achzu einene simcha shel kinyan. So if he looks at that list and his simcha depends on checking off, crossing off those things by having them, by getting them, so if the person looks at that list and believes that each time he's able to cross something off because he got it, that that's going to increase his simcha, or that's going to bring him towards that ultimate objective of happiness, of course, we know that that's not true. First of all, the list, when you cross one off, there's always another two that come onto the list. That's how it is. But even if that wouldn't be the case, there's always that which he doesn't yet have. That's the mitzvahs. But this simcha that we're talking about now is a simcha that doesn't move you anywhere. It doesn't force you to look, to run, to get, to have. It's the simcha of what you always have, of yourself. El simcha shel etzem ha'havaya. It's the joy of actual existence. We find in a number of places in the Kutei Halachos, here Rabbi Nosson writes about that simcha, that joy. That he talks to a person who's lost everything, and even in Ruchnius, we'll talk about it a little bit at the end, even in Ruchnius, this person is really, really down in the dumps. It's gone very, very badly. He sees no opening. And Rabbi Nosson says to that person that if you just think about the Etzem Hayahadus, just think that you're a Jew. Just think about who you are. But not for a second. Meditate upon that reality. We're living in a world with billions of people, and of all the dairs, how many billions, trillions of chais was of people, and that you're a yid. Statistically, that doesn't work out. That you're a yid, and not only that you're a yid, but you're a yid that puts on film. You're a yid that makes kiddush. I mean, what are the chances of that? What are the chances of that? Every one of our grandparents and great grandparents, people that were in America, I mean, that the grandparents were American. Mela, that the Europeans, that it's a chiddush that they have grandchildren that were alive. But even the ones that came to America before the war, how many of those came out, children of Shomer Mitzvahs? From my wife's family, there's a whole big chunk of the family is. They were in America before the war. It's finished. They married. Who knows what? That's finished. Those shaykhs don't even know who they are anymore. They disappeared, gone. So that person thinks kaidem. Just Rabbi Nelson says on the fact that I'm a Jew, which no one could take from me. So if a person thinks about that, he'll begin to dance with the simcha of his yahadus. Just the simcha of being a Jew, the joy of being a Jew. What that means. Etzem ha-havaya. Mahi oisa simcha. What is this simcha? Mashayach l'smurach b'etzem ha-havaya. And what's it shayach to rejoice in one's actual existence? Mashayach l'smurach b'etzem ha-havaya. Ma kol kach toiv sham sheyesh l'smurach. So someone can say it. If you tell it to somebody, you'll think that you're drinking some funny stuff. You say, I'm happy that I exist. I said, what's so good about your existence? In your existence, you have a one bedroom apartment and seven children. What's so good about that? In your existence, you have a wife who yells at you. What's so good about that? In your existence, you have a kid who doesn't respect you. What's so gewaldig about your existence? The Teretz is, Ma'akol kach toiv sham sheyesh l'smach. Havan is binding. Let's look. Mao hamatzav hativi shel ha'adam. Mao hamatzav hativi shel ha'adam. Hamivna hamitziyusi shaloi. What's the natural mitzias of a person? The natural matzav of a person. Semeach oy otzuv. It's a big question. A lot of philosophers and writers have spent a lot of time on this question. What is man's natural state? Is man's natural state to be happy or sad? It's a simple question. Left alone in his natural habitat, himself, is it the teva of a person to be happy or to be sad? Im nagi l'maskana, if we come to the maskana that what? Shahamatzev ativi usameyach, if we come to the conclusion that which is the Torah's conclusion, which is the truth, if the natural matzah of a person is joy and happiness, harishitzarach siba liyos otzuf, then there would have to be some cause, some external cause, to wrench him out of his natural state. Since there's a klal, the klal is that unless otherwise disrupted, everything remains in its natural state, unless you stare it. You take something and you move it away from its natural state, then it's in Golus. And that's how the Maral explains Golus at the beginning of Netzach Yisrael. The Maral says that the natural existence of the Jewish people is in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash, with the Kahanim, the Levim, Yisrael, and Ma'amadim, with Mashiach, being Dveikim to the Bari Olam. That's the natural state of the Jewish people. That's our Teva. That's our natural place. That's our habitat. That's who we are. We are bonim atam l'shem l'kechem. That's our natural order. Something very odd has taken place. Something unnatural, that the Jewish people have been uprooted from their natural existence. And the Maral explains that the greatest hope that we have for Geula is the very unnatural and unreal state of Golus that we're in. And he explains the difference between Golus and Gula is only between the Aleph and the Hay, because it has the same Gimel Lamed, which which is connected to Lag Baomer that we're not going to go into right now. But it's the same Gimel Lamed. It's the only difference is the Aleph and the Hey. In the word Golus, the Sharish is Gimel Lamed Hey, Goloi. In Gula, it's Gimel Aleph Lamed. It's an Aleph. And the Maral speaks about the Aleph as all, from all four, if you think of the Aleph in the Sefer Torah, and all four are converging on the center of the Aleph. That means Gula is Hu Yalichenu Kom Miyus La'atzenu, is when we return to our natural place. Hey has the three walls and then the fourth little spitzel, but it's a problem. It's open. So what the Maral tells us is that we see from the entire Bria, from all of creation, that something which is unnatural cannot continue indefinitely. Because all of creation is in such a way where everything must return to its natural state. We see this when it comes to flowers and fish and the whole unit. The whole world is like that. Everything must return to its natural state, because something which is unnatural cannot continue indefinitely, because that would mean that it's its nature, and that's not its nature. Therefore, whenever something has its natural matzav, if we say that the natural matzav of a person is joy, it means that it's unnatural for him to be unhappy. It's something weird, as they kids say like nowadays. Weird is a popular word. It's something strange and odd for a person to be unhappy. I mentioned on Shabbos and over the years many times that the Brisker Rav was once, somebody came to visit him, or Shiva came to visit the Brisker Rav, and the Brisker Rav's Eniklech were making a balagan. They were running around and screaming and turning things over, whatever children do. And the Rosh Hashiva was trying to talk and learning, and he was obviously very annoyed, and he said something to the children to be quiet. And the Brisker Rav said to him that you should know that that's how we're supposed to be too. You know, that something happened to us, something went wrong, that we don't feel that happiness that the children feel. That a child naturally is happy until he begins to become part of the ritsa, of the running, of the wanting, of the seeking. But as long as a child doesn't know that, then the child's entire source of joy is his existence. And the natural state of human being in his existence is to be happy. In those places where there are less hasagas of what a child could want, children are happier. You would think that American children would be the happiest children in the world, because they have more than any other children in the world. American children have more, maybe, I don't know, in Switzerland or some of these places they have more. But compared to the vast majority of the world, American children have more than any other children. But studies have shown that that's not the case. Studies have shown that a lot of the problems that are associated with tension and anxiety, American children have from the youngest age, that children in third world countries that are running around barefoot, kicking around tumbleweed someplace in some horrible looking village, in Africa, that they're happier than the American kid sitting around all day long playing with his text messages. Which, again, it doesn't make sense. The teretz is that the child in America was wrenched out of his natural state at an early age, and he became part of the rat race of la roots, ani rotzeh, I want. And that believing that his happiness and joy is to be found online at some website or in some store in Central Avenue or wherever else your avenue is. That's where the child's joy is going to be. Whereas in those places where the realities of life, wanting, even though they also want, they want to have a cup of rice, maybe for supper, is also wanting. But because of the pashtus of their lives and the less complicated nature of their societies, so the children are unencumbered by the unnatural wantings that set in very early, at a very early age, in the more advanced cultures, in the more advanced societies. So America and modern civilization hasn't succeeded in making children happier. Other than that, it's taken away the happiness from children at an earlier age. Children are less happy. And as a result of that, there are all kinds of inyonim and sicknesses and fears, and that children, even little children, have to go for help and all kinds of pills and things to help little children. They're precious here because their parents want them to have something, different hasagas. The natural state of a human being is happiness. A child is happy. Be'etzem. He's happy. Unless he's stared. Because, again, as the Maral says, something which is bilti tiv'i, something which is unnatural, causes pain, misery, sickness, and it cannot endure. It ultimately has to, everything has to return to its nature. So if you say that a person is by nature happy, that means if you see a sad person, something has happened to take him away from his natural state. There's something that's going against his nature. In the Gila Maskana Shamatsa Vativ Yusamech, if the natural state of a person is joy, that means there has to be some explanation why you sad. Not like now, these people ask if you seem to be happy. They say, what's wrong with you? Why are you happy? It's strange. What's the matter with you? What are you happy about? You're sitting at work and you're happy. Is something wrong with you? What are you happy about? Don't you know that the economy is a wreck and has swine flu is taking over the entire world? What are you happy about? What are you sitting there smiling like that? So he would understand if you told him, because I just won the lottery. So, ooh. Or if you tell him, I got engaged. Ooh. But if you tell him, I'm just happy. I'm happy to be alive. He'll think, yeah, out of your mind. Because his way of looking at things is man's natural state is misery. And you have to have an explanation. You have to explain. Tell me what made you happy. What made you happy? To say, I am happy, is not an answer. Because in his mind, man's natural state is sadness. So you have to have an unnatural cause of happiness. But if man's natural state, which the Torah teaches us, is happiness, then to be sad is strange. There has to be something to make you sad. Right? Because naturally you're happy. In the Gila Maskana Shamatzav Ativish Aldam Ho'atzav, if, of course, you say that man's natural state got to the sadness, and there are religions and philosophies that accept that that's man's natural state. Man's natural state is sadness and misery, and he needs to be redeemed from that somehow. But the natural metzius of a person in the post-Gan Eden period, which has been going on for a long time, is misery and sadness, and worse than that, damnation and hell. Sorry to say. It's not Shabbos, I'm a little bit here. That's the natural metzius of a person. The shaila is, how are you going to get saved? In other words, you're going there. You're doomed and you're damned. The shaila is, how do you avoid that? Like, which God do you pay? How do you get out of that? So man's natural state is sadness. So for such a person, that person needs a reason to rejoice. Something unnatural, something great, like a big extravaganza, or, you know, 5 hours of my favorite comedian, maybe, a clown, something, to take me out of my sadness, because I'm naturally sad. So I need something or somebody to make me happy. To what can this be compared? If you take a car and you put it on a down slope, the natural thing is that if it's on a slope going down, it's going to roll down the hill. It's drawn down. Unless I have an emergency brake, where I have some big boulder over there to hold it back, I have to. It's natural, the natural metzius of something that's on a slope is going to continue down. So I have to have something to stop the inertia of that slope. Hari shematzava tivi yirida. There's an inertia that's taking it down. So the questions with the person, mahu imkein matzava tivi shalhodam. What's the inertia of a person's life? Is it happiness or sadness? That's the biggest question. Now in Cain, Matsava Hativi Shal Ha'adam. Bli Sibai Schitzainis. Without any external intervention. Just him, period, the person. Etzem ha-havaya, his actual existence. Just no frills, no interventions, no schools, no parents saying this and doing that, no pollution, no economy. The natural matzav, which children are obviously more connected to. What's the natural matzav? Samer ayotzev, happy or sad. The teretz, of course, is the teretz, which is the truth. Ha'odem b'tivai samer. Man, by his nature, is samer. Kach u'nivra. That's how he was created. Him came. Lulei sheyeshnan sibayis chitzonius kol shehen. Therefore, if not for external causes, reasons, if not for those sibayis chitzonius, olav liyos samer. He should be happy. If the machine is left alone, it's working, it's happy. Everything is fine. If you leave him alone, he's happy. All of the things in life are threatening the happiness, And those are things outside of himself, because within himself, he's happy. Hasibos yicholos rak lahavioi ledeimatsiv shel etziv. The external causes can only bring him to, only those external things can bring him to a matzav of sadness. Because if you leave the guy alone, he's fine. He's happy. Mahi be'emes hasiba sheha'odam eina sameach. Okay. So what's the reason that appears? What's the unnatural external thing that's causing unhappiness? So Yama Adam, you ask any person, they'll tell you. I'm glad you asked. I'm missing the following things. And he takes out that crumpled piece of paper he's been carrying around for many years. It's got already, it's been updated. And here's my list. Puts on the table. Parnosa, Briyas, COVID. I don't have Parnosa. I don't have health. Someone that I know doesn't have Parnosa. Someone that I love doesn't. This one doesn't have health, COVID, not getting treated properly, chadayim, and all these other things. So this is the list that the person has that has placed him into golus. This is his golus list. This is the unnatural external intervention that came and ruined a person who, in his own natural state, was just fine. And everybody has their list. At any given moment of life, everybody has his list. If only my Sarala would be a good student. If only my Maishala would not continue, fighting with this brother and sister. Everybody has a list, from the most horrible things to the simplest things. But everybody has this list. So those are that's the list of golas that has artificially intervened and interrupted an otherwise naturally happy and content person. Right? That's the metzius of this world. So when the person says, here's my list, these are the things that I'm missing, zui tshuva nechayna. Okay? You can't argue with that. Guy tells you that I have a kid that's sick, and he shows you the papers, and he tells you, takes you to the hospital, that's a problem. He tells you I don't have panasa, and he shows you he doesn't have panasa. That's okay, you can't argue with that. Avil hi eina ella haglad achitzayni shel hamas. He's telling you the truth. If you ask him, how come you're not happy? And he shows you the list, he's telling you the truth, but that's only the outer layer of the truth. It's true, but it's not the whole truth. That's not it, because even as we said before, even if you're able to help the guy with everything on his list, and you took care of his panosa, and you got him the best doctor, and the kid's okay, and everything is gewaldig, then you meet him the next again for a day or two or three, he'll be happy a week, whatever. But then a little bit later you miss him, he sees also with a long face, and what is it? I thought for sure that this year, you know, that I thought for sure this year the Mets were gonna be contenders, and it turns out that once again that they're not Metzliach. So that's his cause. So you say, and you'll say to him, "You're crazy. You remember you didn't have Panosa, and I got you the $1 million. You remember your kid was sick, and I found you that doctor, and now you have the nerve to krechts over some stupid baseball team. What can I tell you? That's how life is, you know." But if you could do something about the Mets, I'll be happy. See what you could do about the Mets. You could bring back Ron Swoboda or something. Maybe, you know, maybe I'll be happy. Then I'll be happy. So the problem is, Odom lo yisameach ki roitza dvarim me'evel havaya shalom. You can't argue with that. That's what it is. A person's not happy because he wants things outside of himself. And those things are much more often than not up to him anyway. It's not up to him. But even if it were, somehow, a person is a reitzer, and because of that rotzen, he's running to look for fulfillment, joy, and happiness outside of his own havaya, outside of his own existence. He writes a dvar me'evil havaya shlo. If man was naturally sad and depressed, and he needed a cause, an external cause to be happy, then it would be a good question. Tell me, how could I become happy? In other words, I'm sad. That's my teva. I'm naturally sad. So therefore, I need some unnatural injection of happiness. The circus, a show, something. Entertainment is a big business, you know that. It's a big, big business, entertainment. Man's natural state is unhappiness and sadness, then I need somebody to make me happy, or something to make me happy, or to forget my misery. I'm missing this, and I'm missing that. Avalim ha-matzav ativi shel ha-odom, mitzad matbeya yitziroso, shehu sameach. But if the natural state of a person, is that he's happy, if that's the natural state of a person, that he's happy, avol im hamatzav ativi shel adam yitzad matbeya yitziroso shehu sameach. If the natural state in man's very creation is that he's sameach, that he's happy, im kein. In lo yovi es atzma de masiv shehu reitza, if a person would not be in that cycle of wanting, if he wouldn't want anything. I mean, wanting means I'm looking for something outside of myself. So if I would not be in any state of wanting, and I would just have myself, that's some havayishali. If there could be such a thing, and even though he's not a child, the person would be 40, 50, 60, 80 years old, be happy. Im kein, im lo yovi es atzma l'day matzev, shuhu reitze, lo ifen tivi, yiyeh semech. The natural matzev is that he would be happy. This we spoke about a lot before Pesach, and over the years many times, the union of the freedom of the poor man. And why is it that the matzah is lechem ayni? That we with Dafke expected the food of redemption to be rich. And it's so interesting how the bread of redemption is so poor. Halach ma'ani, that lechem ayni, the Maral talks about this in a few places in Gurus Hashem, that why is that? and we learned, and we spoke about this many times, that the lechem ayni has only itself. It doesn't have dreams of rising, of changing, of getting. See, the dough, regular dough, is thinking, you know, I'd really like to be a Danish. I'd like to be a Danish. I'm such a musik. I heard that there's a thing. I had a zayde that was a Danish. I want to be a Danish. It's a musik to be a Danish. Everybody's going to then look at me in the bakery, and people's mouths are going to water. And, you know, someone's going to have big hana for me if I could be a Danish. So a regular piece of dough has all kinds of hasagas beyond itself. And it's running, and we have to watch the clock, because 18 minutes is all you get, right? And it's running. It's looking for something outside of itself. And it expects that its redemption is outside of itself, by being a Danish or by being some fancy roll or whatever it might be, a piece of bread. But that's what it thinks of. Lechem Aini means it is what it is. It's the bare bones definition of what food is. Bread and water, period. And not bread, flour and water, period. It is what it is. And just like the person who has nothing is not meshubit to anything. Not meshubit to anything. Each and every one of us sitting here right now, we have all kinds of shibudim. They're nice shibudim. We don't have, God forbid, standing over us someone with a whip. But shibudim, where we have to be, what we have to do, and so on, in order to be able to get what we need to get. The bread of redemption is matzah, because the matzah doesn't need to go anywhere or to get anything. It is what it is. So, it doesn't have any hasagis. It's pashit. It's not murkav. It's not composed of different pieces and layers. Because when there's something that's composed and complicated, wherever there are complications, it means that each layer expects that the next layer is going to satisfy something that I don't have. The matzah has no expectations. There's no expectations. It is what it is. The ani, the poor person, again, I'm not talking about an ani who's miserable and going around collecting, but the poor person, meaning that he's not mitzurf to anything, he has himself. That's what he has. That's all that he has, is himself. And therefore, the bread of redemption is davke lechem ayni. It's davke that which is what it is. Because the etzem ha-havaya is man's redemption. That's what the Maral explains. Man's natural state of the Jewish people is redemption. Golus is unnatural. Just like the natural state of this is to be matzah. What's unnatural when it rises and has delusions of greatness, it becomes chametz. Chametz is golus. Chametz is golus. Chametz is forgetting the Ribbono Shel Olam and thinking that you're going to find happiness outside of yourself. That's what chametz is. Matzah is gula. It's lechem ayni, is gula. Therefore, harotzen hu hascholas akiris hamatzah v'tivi shel asimcha b'nefesh adam. Wanting. That's at the bottom of all of man's anxiety, fear, sadness, and misery. Wanting. Wanting means I don't have. I have to get something. I want something. So, hu hascholas akiris hamatzah v'tivi shel asimcha b'nefesh adam. Not the way that it seems people always think. Everybody thinks, because I don't have something, that's why I'm not happy. Lo, that's not it. Kevan Shini writes a dvar. It's because I want things. Lachain ani margish chaser. That's why I feel that I'm lacking. And that's why I'm not happy. It's not that I don't have things. That's why I'm unhappy. It's because I want things. That's what makes me unhappy. L'chein ani margish chaser, because I want and I feel like I don't have. V'achaser hazeh oiker la'odem es ha'simcha tivis she'esh. But that's the unnatural intervention and interruption of an otherwise happy person. I was happy, and all of a sudden I got this idea. Ooh, I want, and now I have to get. That sets me into my reach side, into my running, into that motion. To get, and then I begin to think that if I don't get this, then I'm not happy. So something has taken me out of my happiness. Therefore, if a person wouldn't with his own hands ruin himself by wanting, Hutzarach liyosamech. He would naturally be completely besimcha. And I explained at the end on Shabbos that this is true even when it comes in a certain way to Ruchnis, even though it's a very delicate subject, and we've spoken about it in the past, because obviously when it comes to wanting to become closer to Hashem, that's a she'ifa that a person has to have, and wanting to learn more, to daven more, to do more mitzvahs and masim tovim. So there are many people that are miserable about feeling how deficient they are in Torah mitzvahs, and feeling very, very sad. If you ask them, why are you sad? They'll say, because of my aveiros, I'm sad. I want to be better. So that's also a wanting. How does one balance that, or how does one understand that in light of what we're learning? Because even in Ruchnius, we know from the tzaddikim, from the Vilna Gaon, and from other tzaddikim, the Kamaran and other tzaddikim spoke about this episode, that even in Ruchnius, there's an inyan of being samech b'chelkecha. Even in Ruchnius, but that would seem to go against everything we've been taught, that we have to constantly grow. Growing. But there is a way to understand that, which I mentioned at the end on Shabbos, we're not going to get to really right now. But the truth is that we have a teaching from Pinchas Karitza, that he taught in the Pasuk when it says, V'Yakov holach ledarkai, v'yifku boi malachi elokim. Yaakov went along his way. He went, and then he met, what happened? V'yifku malachim came and they met him. So Pinchas Karitza said that what we learn here is the job of a person, of a Jew in this world, is Yaakov holach ledarkai. In other words, that you have to go and you do what you have to do. Today, I do what I have to do. This moment, this bracha, this blat kamar, whatever it is, I ledarkai. As far as the angels, what about my wanting to reach that level of meeting angels in each person's life, whatever those angels are, feeling close to Hashem and so on. So Pinchas Karitza says, that's not your avoda. Your avoda is holach ledarkai. You do what you're supposed to do. What about the angels? Vayifku b'malach elokin. The angels come to meet you. That's not your job to go find angels. That's not your job to go find those feelings. Your job is v'yakov holach ledarkai, is to do what you have to. Vayifku b'malach elokin. And the malachim come to meet you. Now, when we're talking throughout the Bilvavi Svarim about a person being Dovik Hashem and feeling the Boire and so on, it's not saying that that's the tachlis of my avodah is to feel a certain way. It's to say that the tachlis of a Jew is to be Dovik Hashem. How one achieves Dveikus, the Iker is Yaakov Halacha Darkai. And then Vayifku B'Malach Elokim. That derech, of course, consists also of, besides Torah mitzvahs, of exercises of how to become, of how to achieve the Vegas. But we have to learn more about this to see how this works, Bezah Hashem. But even in Ruchnius, a person has to have a feeling of Samech Bechelko. I have everything. Even in Ruchnius. And how could that be? At the same time that the person is clearly aware of so many deficiencies in his avodas Hashem, so a person can say, I'm not happy because of those deficiencies. And how that stims what we're learning, Bez Hashem, will continue with, and we're going to learn much more about that. Kishkoyah.